And coming onto the stage here at Hull City Hall to conduct the orchestra in Elgar's in the south is Jacques Van Steen.
Thank you.
A technicoloured musical postcard inspired by what Elgar called the Garden of the World. His concert overture in the South, written in Italy and performed live here in Hull City Hall by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Jacques Van Steen. That beautiful viola player, viola solo, played by Stephen Bernard. Well, we stay with English composers in Italy for our next music, as Tasmin Little joins the BBC Philharmonic to perform William Walton's Violin Concerto, written in Ravello, even further south than Elgar had been when he composed in the South. Walton had been taken to Italy by his then partner, Alice Wimborne, to recover from a recent surgery, and it was during this stay that he composed much of a work that had been commissioned by the great Yasha Heifetz. Walton was renowned for the agonisingly slow pace of his composing, but the Violin Concerto was written at relative breakneck speed, a fact that he put down to the presence of his muse. Alice was very good at making me work, but would get very cross if I mucked about. Well, earlier on, I asked Tasmin Little if she felt there was an Italian likeness to the concerto.
I think there's a colour that comes from the environment. It's very colourful music, and obviously it's expressive music, but most of that is actually reserved for the first movement, which is quite surprising in its opening. Not many violin concertos open with this feeling of melancholia. A lot of violin concertos begin in a sort of quite bold fashion to introduce the soloist, but there is a real feeling of intimacy and melancholia in this first movement. Then we get to the lightness in the scherzo, and in the early part of the second movement, there is this rather sensual waltz, which has got a real kick in its tail as well. So it's quite a flirtatious moment as well. And then we get to a fantastically misty middle section, a sort of a canzonetta feel to it. And this sort of swirls around in a rather nebulous fashion before then we are brought very much back down to earth with an incredibly rapid fire set of virtuosic semiquavers. The last movement sees us with another dance, but rather march-like and quite sort of brisk in feel. But this is interspersed with very, very beautiful lyrical sections as well. And then the piece ends brilliantly, triumphantly, with a sort of almost a march band with piccolo effects and all sorts of things, a real characteristic finale for Walton. This is such a virtuosic work, but for everybody, really, not just the violinist. Often in a violin concerto, there will be the emphasis on the soloist, but actually this is a team effort. The orchestra is used as a virtuoso instrument, and the conductor has his work cut out too.
Our soloist Tasmin Little. Well, the orchestra's shuffled around the stage a little bit and retuned, and we now wait the arrival of our soloist, who should be with us any moment now. Indeed, here she is, coming onto the stage with conductor Jacques Van Steen to perform Walton's Violin Concerto with the BBC Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Thank you.